it's hard to know where to draw the line between annoying and clingy behavior and stalking. TV shows and movies often make it seem that persistence is the key to winning someone over romantically. However, the truth is, persistence can quickly turn to discomfort and fear when it's unwelcome. Hi, my name is Hadley Thorne, and I am here with a few things everyone needs to know about stalking. Stalking can take many forms, and it often goes beyond following someone. It can include a variety of tactics, which can happen either in person or online. Stalking, in general, is defined as a pattern of unwanted behavior directed at a specific person, which in turn causes that person to change their normal routine or feel afraid, nervous, or in danger. Now, stalking can happen to anyone. While it's often directed at someone from a previous or current intimate relationship, a person can be stalked by former friends, roommates, classmates, someone they've only known occasionally, or even people they've never met before, including people who they've seen on dating apps. 1 in 6 women and 1 in 17 men have experienced stalking victimization at some point in their lifetime. Now, the majority of stalking victims are stalked by someone they know, but again, keep in mind, it could be anyone. And it doesn't have to be a romantic thing. It could be someone who has, they think they want to be your friend. So, while stalking is gender neutral, both male and female are perpetrators and victims here. However, men do commit most stalking, with 4 out of 5 stalking victims being women. But again, stalking comes out of every walk of life and every socioeconomic background. Virtually anyone can be a stalker, just as anyone can be the victim of a stalker.